Hi, Shelley.
Yes, hi.
Hi, sorry. My name is Jade, and I'm calling on a recorded line. This is in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. I just wanted to follow up and see if you already had an attorney assisting you.
I don't have an attorney.
Okay. Did you ever use Depo Provera?
Yes, sir.
And after using Depo, did you have any type of side effects, or were you affected in any way?
Yes, sir, I was.
I'm very, very sorry. Do you know exactly what type of side effects you had or what you were diagnosed with?
Yes, sir. So, actually, the side effects started. I had memory loss and irregular cycles, and I gained a bunch of weight. So I had went back to my doctor to see, like what was going on, and he had recommended me to, get some lab work done.
I see. And how long ago was this? Do you remember?
Yes, sir. This was back in September of 2021.
And in relation to that, how long ago were you using the depot? Was that while you were using it, or did you stop already?
So I had stopped like the month before, and I stopped when he recommended me to go get some lab work done. So that was in August, and then I went and got, all the testing done in September, and that's when they had diagnosed me.
Okay. And what was the official diagnosis, if I may ask?
So I actually had a brain tumor.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you know, so we are accepting certain types of brain tumors. Do you know the name of what you had or what they were identifying it as?
It was a meningioma. Is that how you say
Meningioma.
it? Yeah.
And this was diagnosed after your scan in 2021.
Yes, sir.
And are you still being treated for this, if I may ask?
Not currently.
Okay. I mean, and that's good to hear. I'm very, very sorry that the diagnosis did take place. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit with our
Yes,
attorney
sir.
group? And again, I just have to ask for the recorded line and for our attorneys. Did you already have an, or would you, yes, I'm sorry. Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I did not. This is my first time. I was, you know how those ads be popping up like on social media?
Like
Yeah.
Facebook or just like a,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
It's good for awareness. Like if you're already scrolling through and you just see it and then you, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I found out about this.
I understand. And are you, just to confirm, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes, sir.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
And then what was your injury or diagnosis after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
My diagnosis was, I think it was the brain tumor, the mini, how did meningioma?
Meningioma.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. And again, thank you for confirming. I'm very, very sorry about this. Did
Thank you.
they tell you where it was located in your body?
It was in my brain.
Located in the brain, I understand. And you
Yes.
did take Depo for at least 1 year?
I actually took it quite longer than that.
Oh, I understand. And you did say, thankfully, you're off of it now.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, perfect. And do you remember the date of diagnosis for your meningioma?
Yes, it was remember like it was yesterday. It was September 15th, 2021.
September 15th of 2021. Okay. And I have 09/15/2021.
Yes.
And then, if I may ask, what was your date of birth?
It's 6/29/1993.
06/29/1993.
Yes.
And then, just to confirm, just because, like maybe someone else, do you know if anyone else in your family was using Depo, like a friend, family member, coworker, mother, daughter, sister, anyone like that, that had like a similar experience?
No, so my mom used it, but she didn't go through this.
You said your mom used it, but she was never diagnosed. She never had a side effect.
Right.
Was anyone else in your family ever affected, or anyone you know?
No.
And did you receive Depo Provera? Was it through a pill or was it a shot?
It was a shot every 3 months.
A shot every 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just have to ask, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yeah. Well, you said the name brand? Yeah, I think so. It was Pfizer.
And it was the injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then do you know which injectable you used? Was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or a generic medroxyprogesterone acetate?
It was just regular Depo Provera.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes.
Even if you didn't switch, you did use Depo for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes, sir. About 4 years.
You said about 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
And then, if I may ask, within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through to the present date?
Yes.
So sometime between 1992 to now? Perfect.
Yeah.
And then if you, do you remember what year you started and what year you stopped using the products?
Yes, so I started in 2017, June for sure, because I remember it was right before my birthday, and then the August 2021, because that was right before I got my biopsy done, and then the diagnosis was in September.
And so you were using it right until you got right before you got diagnosed?
Yes.
And so from June 23rd, 2017 to August of 2021?
Yes, sir.
Got you. And then this next part is just personal information about you for the attorneys. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I am a woman by birth.
Perfect. And then
forever.
Amazing. And then do you have your, or I'm so sorry, can you confirm your marital status? So single, married, divorced, widowed?
Divorced.
And then can I have the spelling on the first name, the middle initial, and then the spelling on the last name?
Yes, it is S as in Sam, H as in Harry, E as in Edward, L as in Lima, B as in boy, Y as in Yankee, middle initial N as in Nancy, last name B as in boy, R as in Robert, O as in Owen, W as in window, N as in Nancy.
Shelby N. Brown?
Yes.
Perfect. And then that was Shelby, and then middle initial is N, last name is Brown, Brown.
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. And then this next part, this is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can you provide your full social, please?
My social?
Yeah, so we do just ask this for when we do present these documents to any hospital that we reach out to. They wouldn't release any medical records to us if we didn't provide some form of identification for you. We are speaking on a recorded line too, so anything discussed is protected by our attorney group, but yeah, we do require a full social for when we go after any medical records.
Okay, we need the full social. Okay. Six, four, four, three, six, zero, three, eight, five.
And that was 6443603385.
Yay.
Okay. And thank you for confirming. The primary contact email I have on file is S Jones UBSMU or
Yes.
Joan
Yes.
Subsmu.
No, it's
I'm sorry.
UBS.
UB or UBSMU.
Yes, that's correct.
S Jones UBSMU. And that's at gmail.com.
Yes.
And then the phone number I have, the same number we're speaking on, is 945-346-3378.
Yes.
And was that a mobile home phone or both?
Mobile.
Perfect. And then what is your e or primary like home address? Just in case the attorneys had to mail any documents to you.
It is 11300 US Highway 271, Tyler, Texas 75708. And for the unit, can you put TRLR 388?
Perfect. I'm just going to read this back to you just to make sure I have everything correct. I have 11300 US Highway 271, Tyler, Smith County, Texas 75708, unit TRLR 388.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. And that's the home address that we can mail documents to.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, was Depo Provera administered by a medical staff or by yourself, if I may ask?
My gynecologist.
Got you. And do you remember how many times you were injected with the product?
It was once every 3 months.
Once every 3 months for about 4 years, so 16 times.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Do you remember the name of the hospital that you were given Depo Provera at?
Yes, it is at my doctor's office.
Got you. And then I'll look up the name and address. Just let me know the name and I'll find the address.
Have the address for you.
Okay.
Don't know if you can hear my cat running back and forth.
Oh.
The address is 1720 South Beckham Avenue, Suite 104, Tyler, Texas 75701.
Perfect. And do you know the name of this facility?
Yes, sir. The name of the facility is Christus Health Mother Francis.
Christus Trinity Health?
Yes.
And then do you know the or do you know the phone number I found was 903-597-2002?
Yes, that's correct.
Zero. And then do you know the name of the doctor that was giving you depo?
Yes, his name is Dr. Paul Fanning.
Dr. Paul, what was the last name?
Fanning.
Channing. And that, do you have the spelling on that?
F is in Frank, A is in Apple, N is in Nancy, N is in Nancy, I is in India, N is in Nancy, G is in George.
And then the first name was Paul, P-A-U-L.
Yes.
And that was Dr. Paul Sanning, and he was your gynecologist?
Yes.
And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma, if you remember?
Can you explain the method of diagnosis?
Do you remember what tests they were running to scan for the diagnosis?
I got a biopsy done. They did some blood work, and then I got a CAT scan and an MRI.
Got you. So there was biopsy, blood test, a CT scan, and an MRI?
Yes.
Perfect. And thank you for confirming. I'm very, very sorry. Do you know the hospital that you were diagnosed at for the meningioma?
So I remember I had to go to UT Health Tyler.
Prior?
It's called UT Health Tyler.
UT Health Tyler. Okay, perfect. Is that on 1000 South Beckham Avenue?
It is on, yes, 1000 South Beckham Avenue.
Perfect.
I remember because the Dr. Fanning had me go to like a specialist. He referred me.
I see. And they, it was out of this. Sorry?
Oh, no, go ahead.
You said it was, and they refer you to UT Health, Tyler?
Yes.
Got you. Do you remember the name of the doctor that you were seeing there?
Actually, yeah, because they had the same name. It was Dr. Paul Wetler, and I have to spell it. It's D is in David, E is in Edward, T is in Tom, W is in William, I is in India, L is in Lima, E is in Edward, R is in Robert.
Got you, Dr. Paul Detwiller. And then he's a neurosurgeon?
Yes.
And then, so for the diagnosing doctor, I have Dr. Paul Detwiller. That's D-E-T-W-I-L-E-R.
Yes, that's correct.
And he was out of UT Health Tyler out 1000 South Beckham Avenue, Tyler, Texas, 75701.
Yes.
And then did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before this meningioma?
No, I don't.
And have you received any treatment for your meningioma?
Yes. So at that time, I ended up having to get craniotomy and then like chemo.
Therapy. And do you remember where this treatment was at?
Yes, it was at UT Health Tyler.
Okay, perfect. Same hospital?
Yes.
And was it, just one second. Was it, do you know the name of the doctor that was treating you?
Yes, it was the same Dr. Paul Dwetler.
I see. So you were diagnosed and treated by the same doctor at the same hospital, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And if there are any other doctors that you remember or want us to put down, just let us know. Were you ever sent to like a pharmacy or told to go to like a pharmaceutical like a CVS or anything for medication?
No, they had it in-house.
Okay, perfect. In-house, that was at 1000 South Beckham, UT Tyler, or UT
yes.
Health Tyler?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Sorry about that. And then I'm just going to put this information in. And then just 1 second. And then one more time, the phone number I found online was 903-597-0351?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And you were, there was no pharmaceutical or anything?
No.
And then the doctor that was giving you the Depo Provera, not diagnosed you, but was administering Depo, was Dr. Paul Sanning?
Yes.
Gynecologist out of Christus Trinity Clinic?
Yes.
And the address was 1720 South Beckham Avenue, number 104, Tyler, Texas, 75701?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, do you have if I may ask, do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
You and were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Not hospitalized, just you know, they had to remove the tumor, but that was like the only thing, not hospitalized.
I understand. And there was no extended stay in the hospital, or you weren't stuck there for like going through treatment for a few weeks or anything?
No, I just had to come back for like, chemo.
Okay. And I mean that is good to hear you were not hospitalized. Is there any other medical notes that we can put down or anything else we like any other names of any doctors or anything else we should put down? Or treatment areas or anything?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Just 1 second. And if I may ask, do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
You have the contact of facility.
Okay. And so you do not have medical records?
No, I don't have them on me.
Okay. So, and which if so yeah, the attorneys would reach out to them first, but if they weren't able to if they weren't able to obtain them for some reason, would you be able to provide them later on? Or would you be able to reach out to them and get copies yourself? This is like last resort. They're going to reach out to them on their own, and they should be able to get them. But if for some reason they did not have them, would you be able to reach out?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
yes?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then if that did happen, of course, the attorneys are going to reach out to them first. But if they weren't able to for some reason, would you be able to provide these records by mail or electronically?
Yes.
Okay. And then if I may ask, do you have access to your MyChart login right now?
No, not currently.
I understand. And then for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency contact, do you live with them or not live with them?
I live with them.
Live with them. And then can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Yes, her name is Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Yes.
Got you.
And then her phone number is 281-736-1438.
Perfect. And that was Chelsea at 281-736-1438.
Yes.
Perfect. And then what was her relationship to you?
That's my girlfriend.
Girlfriend. And then I'm going to put down the same address, the same, or 1130 US Highway.
Yes.
Perfect. And then is there an email address we can reach her at?
D as in David,
Mm-hmm.
A as in Apple, V as in Victor, O, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, C as in Cat, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, A as in Apple, U as in Umbrella, X as in Xylophone, 94@gmail.com.
Perfect. And then I'm just going to read this back to you. I have, I'm so sorry. DABONARCENEAUX94@gmail.com.
Yes.
Awesome. If anything does change or if there's another address, just let us know. And then the home address I have is 1130 US dash 71. Tyler, Texas 75708.
Yes.
For the home address that.
That's correct.
Perfect. And then was there like an apartment number or like a unit number or anything that we can put down to identify, or is it?
Yeah, the unit is you have to put TRLR
Oh, that's
388.
right. Okay, perfect. Perfect. I had that one down too. I'm so sorry. I just when I was I didn't bring that part down. So it was unit TRLR 388.
Yes.
Perfect. I'm very, very sorry about that. Okay. And then are you able to provide a large eligible signature?
Yes, is it going to be like DocuSign?
Yeah, so it's yeah. I'll walk you through the documents. I'm not sure if it'll be the large eligible signature for this one.
Okay, yes, I can.
And okay, perfect. And then, if I may ask, you were diagnosed in Texas, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send these documents over right now. They're going to come through to either text message or email. Just let me know as soon as you do get them, and then I will, what's it called? I will walk you through them. Perfect. Okay, they're coming through right now. Just let me know as soon as they do hit your inbox, and then we'll go through them.
Okay.
And then just let me know as soon as you have gotten them. It's gonna come from Jaden at Mass Storage Strategies. That's my email.
Yeah, I
And then,
got it.
okay, perfect. It's gonna be like a DocuSign link.
I have it open.
Okay, perfect. And then as you're going through the documents, I'm not sure if you're familiar with DocuSign, but if you are, it should be pretty easy for you. While you're as you're going through the documents, just make sure all information, all personal information on there is correct. So like name, address, date of birth. Socials, at yeah, addresses. If anything is incorrect or misspelled, just let me know and then I can resend the documents or like I can correct them and resend them immediately. But just yeah,
Okay.
just as you're going through, just double check that everything is correct.
The only thing is on the address, I don't see
If it's
the
the unit, oh yeah, the unit does not show up on the documents themselves, but we do have that. So if we mail anything, we'll know exactly where to send it. They won't
Oh,
show up
okay.
on the visit, like the signed documents though. but I will I can double ch I'll double check the tort right now, or the document right now.
Okay, I just
but before I sent them, I did see oh, okay, got you. I'll hop on, make sure everything's correct. That was for Shelby N. Brown. Home address is 11300 US 271, Tyler, Texas 75708. The phone number, the unit number is we have the unit number as well, but the phone number also is 945-346-3378.
Mm-hmm.
And then the email is sjonesubsmu@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Shelby 2102. Okay. Perfect. All the information on here should be good to go. I'm just going to send you a text message from my personal number. So if you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can always reach out to me. But they're going to try to get a hold of you within 24 to 48 hours. It could be sooner. If it's any later, just send me a text and then I'll connect you guys, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. And did you... Yeah, I'll send you a text right now. Did you have any questions for me before I disconnected?
Yeah, so like what is this process? So after they come, what are they calling to say? Like,
so they're going to call you. It's going to be a lot shorter of a call than this one. They're just going to do basically an introduction. They're going to get to know you. They're going to double check all the information that we went over today. And then from there, they're going to begin filing your claim. They probably won't have you do too much after that, or after they've gotten to know you. If you want weekly updates on how it's going, they can do that for you as well. But this next call, they're just going to get to know you and explain the process, basically.
Okay, no problem.
It's not going to be like they're not going to be asking you, it's not going to take as long as ours today, because we'll already have most of the information, but they're just going to go over it with you and kind of just get to know you.
Okay, no problem.
Awesome. And then, let me see, just one second. Okay, yeah, I just sent you a text. If you have any questions, just reach out to me. But yeah, you should be good to go.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. If anyone else is affected, just let me know, and the attorney should reach out to you soon.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.